Grace and peace and mercy be unto you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Today we want to talk about being renewed. It's time of Christmas. We all have our favorite carols and songs we love to sing at this time of year. And for many, they love that Christmas hymn, O Holy Night. A hymn that was first written in 1843 by a French poet. And since I don't speak French, I'll butcher his name. Placide Capella. The lyrics were translated into English a few years later by an American pastor named John Sullivan Dwight. Now, the reason this is an important hymn, that initially it was a very popular hymn because of the third verse of O Holy Night, which was traced to the issue cherished by abolitionists in the United States, fighting for the freedom of African American slaves. That verse read, truly he has taught us to love one another. His law is love and his gospel is peace. Chains shall he break, for the slave is our brother. And in his name of oppression shall cease. These days, the carol may be appreciated for another reason, because another verse speaks about the weariness of the world. The carol in stanza one says, long lay the world in sin and error pining till he appears and the soul felt its worth. A thrill of hope, the weary world rejoices, for yonder breaks a new and glorious morn. The carol, written in 1843, speaks of a world thrilled by the hope in the midst of a lot of weariness, about the sin and error of our existence. But it's not the only hymn that stands to talk about our weary world. Edmund Sears wrote, It Came Upon a Midnight Clear, written in 1849. It describes the song of the Christmas angels floating over the weary world, singing, still to the cloven skies they come with peaceful wings unfurled, and still their heavenly music floats o'er this weary world. I don't know if you got the clue. We want to talk about weariness. How many of you are weary right now? Anybody exhausted? Fatigued? Don't you wish that those angels could float above us with that wonderful message? They give us that message of peace. What are you waiting for? What are your expectations? What kind of resolution are you seeking in your life? Or maybe it's vindication. Sometimes we find this a time in all the busyness to feel rather weary, fatigued, worn out. And we sort of wonder, especially at some of our ages, when we see illnesses or we have issues with relationships or with our jobs. J.R. Tolkien, in The Fellowship of the Ring, the hobbit Bilbo Baggins says to Gandalf, I am old, Gandalf. I don't like it. But I am beginning to feel it in my heart of hearts. Wealthy, preserved indeed. Why? I feel all thin, sort of stretched, if you know what I mean. Like butter that has been scrapped over too much bread. That can't be right. I need a change or something. Do you feel too stretched, stretched thin, exhausted from the pace that you may be enduring, either physically or emotionally? And do you look for some sort of hope? Especially when we live in a time that seems to have filled with a lot of worriness. We wonder about the big problems that we hear about day in and day out. The economy, war, sickness, tribalism, racism, immigration, and you could go on. There's so much more. Life is a marathon. In many ways, we can be wearied by life. And then comes the Old Testament reading. Isaiah counsels that with the Lord's strength, we can soar like eagle. Wearied people are often difficult people. We can be living in a great deal of despair. It is easy for us to complain, and if not complain, then to blame. And so the old proverb goes, it's hard to soar like an eagle when you're surrounded by turkeys. When we get weary, we may not see the needs of those around us very easily and the opportunities that might be right in front of us. I doubt that many of us go through life with not a great deal of struggles or weariness. And it sometimes is we don't feel very strong in the Lord. It's a part of that sin, sinner, and saint complex. That is what Christianity is all about. The American poet Carl Sandburg is kind of credited with the introspective thought. There is in me an eagle that wants to soar. And there is a hippopotamus in me that wants to muddle in the mud. Think about that. Isaiah is talking about a people who are waddling in the mud. He may be talking about each one of us waddling in the mud. It's all over that text if you really read this section of Isaiah. And yet he reminds us that we have a God who does not grow faint or weary, a God who gives us good news. There is one running the universe, Isaiah says, that does not fatigue. Think about that. I know I would if I were God. You probably would too. And thankfulness is that we are not God. With all that God does for us, you'd expect that God would at some point get tired, weary, and worn out. But that's not our God. He runs the marathon with ease. He carries on his divine responsibilities day after day. Yes, Isaiah reminds us that God never feels like Bilbo, thin, sort of stretched. And I love that phrase, like butter that has been scrapped over too much bread. Isaiah tells us God gives power to the faint, increases the strength of those with no strength left. And as you look through the history of mankind, we see God has always been there and always will be there for us. Isaiah is writing to a people who need to be comforted because they are weary that they have been expecting for a long time the Messiah and he has not yet come. He's speaking to a chosen people who, for some reason, as chosen as they are, have forgotten about the Exodus. And now, to those who had just been through exile in a strange land, comes these powerful words of the prophet Isaiah. He doesn't come like a football coach who says, brace up, lean into it, dig deep, don't go soft on me. No, Isaiah doesn't even say, be strong, be courageous. What he does say is, remember your God. He's always been there for you. He is there for the weary. Have you not heard, he asks. Have you not known? Do you remember or have you forgotten? Isaiah is a remembrancer. You know, historically, kings had remembrancers in their court to kind of keep reminding of some of the significant events and commitments that had happened in the past so that the kingdom would not suffer from forgetting. If you've read Harry S. Truman's biography, you'll know that Truman was a man who all of his major decisions were always going into history and studying history. He was a great studier of history in every decision he made. You see, he doesn't want to forget the past. Yes, Isaiah is a remembrancer. He wants to give you a comforting speech. He wants us to turn from the weariness, from the tiredness, to see that all-powerful and loving God. God is who he says he is. The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He does not grow faint or weary. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the faint, and to him who has no might, he increases their strength. So when you're down, when you're weary, when you think you've had too much, lean on his strength and understanding. Isaiah reminds us to turn to God. God will give us strength. He knows and replaces our weariness. He exchanges all of this with his love and his grace and his mercy. Who of us doesn't want to soar like an eagle? I'm told that an eagle can go as high as 10 or 11 or 12,000 feet in the air. And you see, the beauty is we need to soar like eagles. We need to walk and not be faint. We need to see this ascending eagle coming to us. That is God. It is God who brought Egypt out of slavery. It is God who sent the prophets to them to remind them he had not forgotten his promise. It was God who was there when they were exiled in a foreign land wondering what the heck went wrong. So the next time that's what you're feeling, remember God has not forgotten you. That's what we have this time of season about. For unto us is born today to be reminded of this child born who would suffer and die, put up on a cross for you and me, because God had a plan for the sin and error that affects our lives. It's Paul in one of his letters that simply said in his weakest moment, when I am weak, then I am strong. when I allow God to be within me. There's a sculpture that sometimes sits in front of many churches. It's called the Christus Consolator, Christ the Consoler. I was going to have a picture put up here on the screen, but when I looked about those, there's all kinds of images of Christus Consolator, the extended hand, life-sized figure, scarred by crucifixion nails, standing before the image of Christ. One can hear the echo of the invitation of Matthew. Come to me, all you who are weary, heavy, burdened down, and I will give you rest. Yes, this is a season when we get rest for the weary, strength for the weary, a thrill of hope for the weary. And it is that thrill of hope that the world rejoices. Because remember, as the hymn verse says, for yonder breaks a new and glorious morn. Jesus, be born in us today. Amen. We continue with the two hymn verses in your worship folder on the screen.